Well, hello there. That's right. An episode a week. That's the goal. We promise you that. Long layoff last time. In this episode, again, it's Pat and I just shooting the shit. We talk about Pat's possible fitness goals. He's trying to do a certain type of challenge in a few days, a week and a half. And we talk about whether he can do it or not based off the fact that he's a bit of a sack of shit. No, he's working hard. We also talk about a big scam that pissed me off in a big way. And our lovely girlfriends and how they're probably just too good for us. There's probably more topics that I'm missing, but, you know, they were just too good to remember. Without further ado, here's Pat and I.
Through the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Here we are. We're going. Look at this.
Consistency.
Look at us.
Consistency.
It's the key to success, they say.
Consistency.
It was my enemy on the golf course today.
You know, for those who play golf, I'm sure you can attest to this. I have moments on the golf course where it's either a shot, a string of shots, or even just like a mindset where I believe that I understand the game and I think I've turned a corner. And now it might be possible to me to shoot close to par. And then reality comes crashing down.
The hubris.
And I had to tell myself, no, you're a fucking joke. And you're always going to be trash at this thing you love so much.
Yes. I mean, I was on my way to a solid round today when I just completely fell apart. Just really. I shot more strokes over par in the last five holes than I did in the first 13.
And for those of you that don't know what that means that Pat completely embarrassed himself in a group of strangers that will be talking about this to their friends and family for the next week and a half.
Here's the thing. I was so by far the best player for the first 13 holes that I think it makes up for it.
Okay. See, oh, dude, actually, I finished my round yesterday, and some kid, they looked like they were college kids that like actually played in college.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy's like, I shot a 51 on the front and then a 34 on the back. How does that even make sense?
A 34?
I want to be like, what the fuck are you doing on the front nine, pal? Playing opposite-handed? How do you shoot 20 less strokes on the back?
I mean, this kid must have... every tee shot must have gone out of bounds.
Yeah. He must have like been dropping twice every hole or something. But is that Bella or your foot?
That is my foot.
Yeah, quit fucking touching me.
I'm not touching you. You're touching me. I'm on
my foot's
side.
Not moving.
How could you?
You see, you just moved and you hit my foot. My feet are planted on the floor. Balls of my feet on the hardwood floor. But something's touching me.
My feet.
Obviously, you're moving.
My feet don't even reach the floor.
That's the problem. They're swaying. That's the problem. They're swaying like a kid eating dessert after dinner, all excited and shit.
But you have to move to touch them. You've got to come up from the floor in order to touch them.
My point is that my balls, my feet have not left the fucking floor yet. Someone's touching me. So what does that say? You're swaying. Can I get you booster seats? Your fucking feet are above my feet.
I gotta like sit side saddle over
you
here so I can get both feet on the floor.
But Bello's running into me. Meanwhile, it's just your fucking hobbit
feet.
No, he's
over there. Can't fucking smell him. So you know he's not here.
Hey, he's in a bath.
I know, and he still stinks.
Because he farted. Okay. We all stink after we fart. Unless you're a girl. They don't do that.
Exactly. That's true.
Which is...
All right. So the first thing...
Okay, please.
I have a thing I want to do at the end of this month. I want to do, and I want to know if you think I can do it, the Memorial Day Murph.
This is your big fucking topic?
I think it's a good topic, whether you think I can do it.
Okay. No.
I think we should put up like a listener poll on our Instagrams too.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
See what they think.
Okay. All right. Well, so for anybody who doesn't know, please discuss a
mile and a half run, 200 push-ups, 100 pull-ups, 300 squats, and then another mile and a half run.
Isn't it usually with a flak vest of 20 pounds?
It's usually a 25-pound weighted vest. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
For one, because I don't own one. and for the other, because there's no chance I could do it with a 25-pound vest.
No, that's ridiculous.
I think most people do it without the weighted
vest. Two questions. My first question is, what pull-ups are you doing?
I'm going to do real pull-ups.
Okay.
If it was the ones like I do in the apartment, you know, like the... It
wouldn't count.
I would also, I would say there's about a 99% chance that I could do it.
Like, yeah, because they're not pull-ups.
Yeah. I would have no issue doing it.
Okay. So you're going to do actual pull-ups?
Yes.
Second question is, are you doing just traditional pull-ups or are you doing kipping CrossFit pull-ups?
That I don't know. Okay. I would say, for the sake of legitimacy, I would start doing normal ones.
Got it.
Move on to some, you know.
And then a subsector of question two would be, at any point, will you facilitate using some kind of rubber band to assist in the pull-up?
No.
Wow. Is there a time limit?
I don't think so. I think you just time yourself.
It's probably just like within 24 hours, just within that day.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just right? You just do it in a row.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. So what is failing? You just stopping?
I can't do it.
But you stopping well, and then
let's
just
say
not...
I can't get it done within like 3 hours.
Okay. So you're going to give yourself a 3-hour time hack. Yeah. So basically 3 miles... Right, yeah. Split up into a mile and a half, mm-hmm. 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats.
Correct.
Air squats.
Yes.
No weights.
No weights.
Body weight. And when is this Memorial Day again?
May 31st.
May 31st.
Last day of this month.
Oh, there's no shot.
You think there's no shot?
There is no chance. There is no chance. And I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
I think you have the cardio to do it. I think you have the muscle to do the push-ups. And you got those fucking ham hocks you could sell at Ralph's.
I can't do the squats. It's the only question mark.
The pull-ups are going to be so obnoxious and so ridiculous. Dude, you can do 20 pull-ups. You can do two sets of 10 pull-ups. And you'll be struggling to do like 5 or 7 in a row after those two sets of 10. I just think the pull-ups are going to be so hard because, one, it's not even just a matter of back strength. That's your problem. Grip strength, forearm strength.
Now, what if I can use wraps for the pull-ups? I think that's legal.
You know what? That changes things. Yeah, but the thing is, how are you going to wrap up? You going to bring a stool to the park?
I mean, I can just do it at the gym.
Okay, so you'll have okay. Good. That's a very important part.
I would say I could rap.
If you can rap, no. I'm not saying you can't. Yeah. I'm saying how much it's gonna change it. Because then you're basically doing a lat pull down, if you will, of your body weight.
For the most part, it is harder than that.
No, of course.
Even with the raps, a pull up is significantly harder than a lat pull down.
Yeah. I don't think you do 100 in 3 hours.
Don't think so.
I don't think so. I mean, after doing none for a year and a half.
Yeah.
You know?
No real ones. I do like these kind of bullshit ones.
And kettlebell swings do Pavel Tatsuin, the old, I believe, Russian fucking combat guru, fitness guru. He does say that doing just by doing kettlebell swings, it does increase your ability to either sustain or increase your ability to do pull-ups. And we do a lot of kettlebell swings. I was actually shocked. It was like 6 months into COVID, possibly more. I was just doing kettlebell stuff. Then went to the park with Zoe, and I banged out, I think, like 16 or 17 pull-ups in a row.
Pull-ups.
Yeah, in a row. And I was just doing swings. And I felt like my back and stuff and like my hips were strong. So, God, I don't know. That's the only wild card. Everything else you definitely can do.
I know 100% I can do everything else.
I know you can.
And, yeah, I think I can do... The 100 pull-ups.
Okay, so you have...
But I'd say it's like, at best 70-30, maybe 60-40.
Okay, so you have 11 days, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess 10, because today's basically over. It's 20, correct. So okay. So you have 10 days. I think what you do is, for those 10 days, you do a micro progression of what a marathon runner does for the run. And you split it up into like two different workouts as opposed to just once a day. So for the next 10 days, I'm sorry, for the next, let's do 7 days, you should go do pull-ups to failure for an hour twice a day.
Twice a day?
Yeah. That way...
Let's be honest, that's unrealistic that I will actually do that.
Then we have that park down the road with a pull-up bar.
That's true.
So at least once a day. That should be your prime focus.
I also don't know where that park is.
It's so easy. I'll show you. we have these things on our phone that has it's a map, and it tells you exactly where to go.
I don't know
to
the
go.
Name of the park, though.
How many parks are there within fucking walking distance?
Let me tell you something. As a guy who tried to find this park
off
one
of
time.
Moore Park.
Quite a few.
It's off of Moore Park.
Moore Park Park?
It's what I think it actually is Moore Park Park.
Really?
Possibly. It would make sense. The Moore Park.
I was going to say, they should just call it Moore Park.
Yeah, it's Moore Park. Actually, it's enough park. It's pretty big. So I would definitely give at least one session of an hour where you're doing max set of pull-ups.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And then do that for 7 days, and then 8 days, and then on day eight you just do 30, on day nine you just do 20,
Some rest.
And then the last day you go hard. Obviously, last day is the Murph.
Yeah.
I think that's the kind of way you have to do it. I think you kind of have to burn yourself out. I mean, it's such short notice. Yeah. Maybe the first day just do 30
minutes
max.
The other thing is, now we would normally have that day off.
Mm-hmm.
But I highly doubt the course will be closed that day.
No, it's going to be open.
Yeah.
Because usually they
even
open.
Even though it's the Memorial Day Murph, I might do it the next day.
Yeah, it's fine.
On a day that we don't have work.
That's fine. So you will have 11 days technically to train. Yeah, maybe the first 2 days just do a half hour max pull-ups. First 2 days, hour, a half hour. Third day, hour. Fourth day, hour.
See, even when I was doing pull-ups, I could do two sets in a row of 10. And then after that, it was a drop.
And you'd only have 80 more.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
So hard.
Here's my what makes me a little more confident about it is I have been doing, some stuff here. These pull-ups, I do a lot of these sort of, I put the bar on a chair.
Australian pull-ups.
And, I put my feet up on something so it's a little more weight, but it's not even close to doing a real pull-up. However, I am also what I would say is probably the best shape of my adult life.
You're still not going to be able to do 100 pull-ups. And listen, I could. You look great. I'm proud of you. You're doing good things. Yeah. I just don't. And this is not me shitting on you or trying to be negative. You know,
I mean, 100 pull-ups is a whole lot.
That is insanity.
If I was doing, like I said, if I was doing the pull-ups like I do here with the bar across the chair.
Oh, yeah.
No problem.
No problem. 10 sets of 10, that's it. Fucking easy.
Yeah.
But 10 sets of 10 with gravity working against you a little harder.
Yeah.
That's hard. That's hard. But what I will say is, so I'm not sure, I don't think I told you this, but so Zoe has a pool in her complex that's just unheated.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. It's like a little pool area. It's nothing crazy. It's just enough to get your fucking pussy wet. And we were doing laundry last night and it was pretty cold outside, probably, I don't know, 50. And for my body was sore. For some reason, I just go, I might get into that pool. And she goes, no way. I'm like, $30. I do 5 minutes in that pool. Did a fucking polar plunge. Dude, the first couple seconds, because, I'm walking. I didn't just jump in because it was kind of dirty. I didn't want to put my head into the water. So I'm walking into the water, miserable. As soon as I get kind of above my nipples, feels so good. 5 minutes goes by. I don't even want to leave. The next day, my body felt so fucking good. My point is, you and I need to just drive to her place sometime and do a plunge for 5 minutes. It is
I love that shit.
Dude, it is so... It's very Pavel Tatooine. Gotta not Pavel.
Wim Hof.
Wim Hof.
I end every shower, at least one shower a day.
30 seconds cold water?
I do a minute.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dude, I felt so... I didn't want to leave. Yeah. I did not want to leave. People are walking by going, who the fuck is in the water right now?
You know what I love doing? Because Marissa has a hot tub and a pool at her parents' house. Hot tub.
Oh.
And then go into the pool, cold water for a few minutes,
mm-hmm.
and just back and forth. Feels tremendous.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Yeah. Mr. Bella wants to say
I
hello.
Mean, there's like a, like cold pools are a thing that at, like athletes and stuff do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, ice baths. I mean, I'm pretty sure any kind of those extreme heat things, sauna, cryo, ice baths, they shock the system to where they release shock proteins. And that's really what makes you
those
healthier.
Are a thing that I've heard.
Yeah.
Shock proteins.
Yeah.
I don't understand what they are, but I know that they're supposed to be good.
I'm pretty
I've
sure.
I've heard Joe Rogan talk about yeah. them, so I'm like, I need some
I'm
shock.
Pretty sure they're just things they that kind of like set your body into like, holy shit, what's going on? And I think it just makes it kind of like work harder, work a little faster. Also decreases inflammation.
Always fighting inflammation.
Dude, always fighting inflammation.
It's the constant battle.
It's the constant. Against forget Palestine and Israel.
Yeah.
Inflammation.
Just always eating turmeric.
Always eating turmeric. Always trying to be deflamed.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to deflame myself.
Oh, I'm extremely deflamed.
I'm always inflamed.
Really? I'm pretty deflamed.
You're deflated?
Or deflamed? I'm basically flat.
You are flat. I would say you're this table. I would say you are the earth to some people.
When I turn sideways, you might lose sight of me.
No. I do sometimes. Yeah. And then I see your gigantic stomach, and I'm like, no, there he is. I got him. Never mind. I found
just,
him.
Just the bottom of my stomach.
Exactly.
The top's fine.
The top's great. The bottom, you're just like, is that a kangaroo? Yeah. All right. Now, I got something for you.
All right.
That so, I found so infuriating. It ended in me telling this stranger, hey, listen, I'll just go fuck myself.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
I like it.
So, all right, I want to see if I can pull up the actual email. I probably won't be able to find it. But basically, I get an email from this resort in Hawaii or something like that. And it goes, you've won a free 7-day trip to X resort. And like, I look at it.
And you believed this.
Oh, yeah. No. Just hold on. No. But see, it's real, but just let me finish.
Okay.
So I get an email, and it goes, you've won a 7-day free trip to this resort. I look the resort up, 5-star resort, read reviews, da-da-da-da, great. So I'm like, you know what? Let me just give it a call. It's probably fake, but So I call it up. Hello, sir. How are you? I'm like, yeah, I just got this email from my thing saying I won 7 days. Absolutely, sir. So, quick question. Do you make at least $100,000 a year? And I go, no, I don't. And I go, do you make at least $70,000 a year? And at this point I go, no, I don't. Thanks for reminding me. Is there a free trip that I know about? Are you just roasting about how I'm poor? And she goes, sir, I'm not trying to embarrass you. It's just this trip only applies to people with certain income brackets. Because basically people who make less than that generally aren't going to buy other stuff. I just go, okay, well, I'll go fuck myself.
There you go.
I almost broke my fucking, I almost bit my phone.
How did they get your information to send you this?
Because they just get random. All right. So I'm convinced that these people.
But like, what list are you on? That is the list that also includes people who make $100,000.
This is a list, Pat. This is the list. And this is something that everyone needs to understand. This is the fucking list. Businesses all around the world, hundreds of businesses you interact with on a daily basis and throughout the year, they sell our information. They get a couple of extra bucks selling our information. So your telephone number, your email address, your fucking physical address, it all gets bought and sold because we're just fucking, we're just money. We're wallets to buy stupid shit. And they get my email address, they send it off, and they say, hopefully he calls, and if he calls and he makes a certain amount, great, because he's going to buy more shit. If he's poor like he is, fuck it.
Now, what if
do
you
a
just
carnival
lie,
cruise?
Though?
They'll probably yeah, ask a question. I didn't think of that. I was so taken back that she asked me how much I make. I'm like, you want my fucking dick size next, lady?
Yeah.
It's barely average. Yes. She probably would want to see
it. They can't check that.
Right? It's a good question. I didn't get that far.
I'm surprised you didn't think
I
of
was
that.
Too taken aback.
Yeah.
Because here's my train of thought. I thought when she's asking, do you make $100,000? She'd be like, 7 days, you get 10, you poor fuck.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Oh, really?
And then when she's like, do you make less than 70? And I'm like, okay, now this is insulting. Yeah. It's past, like, you might get more free days. Now it's just like, oh, you can't stay here.
You're rubbing it in, huh?
Yeah.
I had something kind of like that where my credit card company emailed me and said, like, your $3,000 check is in the mail. I'm like, or like, have you received your $3,000 check yet? I'm like, well, I have not. So I called the number on it. I'm like, I just got this email about this $3,000 check, and I have not received one yet. And like, no, that's a cash advance that you can take out and pay us back. I'm like, well, don't tell me. Don't ask me if I've received it. That was very sneakily worded.
Oh, it's a piece of shit. And you know they charge interest on that.
Oh, of course they
do.
Those
cocksuckers. Dude, do you know I got a letter from Chase today? It says $2,000 on us. Do you know what I need to get that $2,000?
You need to open a checking or savings account with at least $50,000 in it.
$250,000.
I have to multiply by four.
I have to open up a savings account of $250,000.
Roughly four times your yearly income.
And maintain that for 40 days.
40 days.
To get $2,000.
There you go.
Now, let me ask you a question. If I'm someone that could just open up a new account with $250,000.
That $2,000 probably seems really
appealing. Do you think I need $2,000? Do you think I'm really hurting for cash?
Isn't it nice that I move money around? If you're that rich, people just give you more free money.
Oh, that's life, Pat.
Yeah.
That's life. The more you have, the more free shit. The more free shit you get.
Yeah.
The less you have, the more... No, that's going to be extra, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to be extra, actually.
Well, we're not sure you can pay that.
Yeah.
So you are going to have to pay more.
Yes, exactly. I know the number itself may be a struggle to get to, but we're going to have to make you pay more.
At least 1.5 times that much.
Exactly. No credit, no problem. Well, yeah. For you. Well, for us, actually, definitely not for you.
Yeah.
It's no problem for us. We're going to get paid regardless. You'll be more in debt.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you like being poor?
My credit card company will also send me things like, I've gotten multiple emails about helicopter experiences. I'm like, you guys know what my credit limit is. you're sending me helicopter experiences?
We live in a world
if where... anyone should know not to send me that, it's the people who I owe money to.
Exactly.
And who I've limited the amount of money that I can borrow from them.
I'm hurting my namesake with your credit cards. And you think I can just splurge on helicopters?
Yeah.
It's so funny how, you know, having credit cards, you know, leasing cars, all that kind of stuff. It's so funny, or not funny, kind of scary, how so many different businesses take advantage of just dumb people. It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
I mean, that's what fucking business is.
Yeah.
It's just taking advantage of idiots.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, look at like all the home shopping channels.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who's going on and buying turquoise? Retards.
People are buying. All right. Can we talk about, I mean, I guess you're a little into it right now. I don't understand NFTs. Is it even real? Or is it like this fucking thing that everyone's into and it just doesn't even make sense?
So I don't do any like the NFTs. NFTs aren't, from what I understand, aren't regular cryptocurrency. They're like, it's like currency for people's art, basically. It's a thing that artists use to trade in that.
Got it.
I'm not into that.
Yeah, because people are buying like tweets. They're buying highlight
reels. I don't really understand the NFTs either. It seems really stupid.
I think it's a bunch of people with too much fucking money. They have nothing to do, and they're just find excuses to buy shit.
I mean, so do you know what like basically the history of like the stock market is? You know what the first stock market ever was?
No.
Tulips.
Tulips
in Belgium.
Tulips.
Tulips.
With the flower?
Yes. Were worth so much money that people became billionaires from tulips. And then
say it again.
Tulips. And then after, I don't remember how many years it was, after X amount of years, a bunch of people just went, what? And they were like, wait, tulips aren't worth $8,000 a bulb?
Oh my God.
And the whole thing crashed. And people went from being like billionaires to having no money in like 6 hours.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, you know, shame on them for buying a mansion based off of fucking tulips.
That's what NFTs remind me of.
It makes sense.
Tulips.
Tulips.
Yeah.
Yeah, NFTs, tulips.
Yeah.
So stupid. It can't possibly sustain itself.
No, it makes no sense.
I mean, like, honestly, I kind of feel the same.
The cryptocurrency, I don't really understand it, but I somewhat do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it's a way to have money that isn't, you know, you're not, especially for people who don't live in the United States, it's not tied to a government that could, you know, collapse or fucking pull some really shady shit at any moment. But the NFTs is like I said, it seems like you're buying nothing.
Yeah. No, the NFTs, the way you explain it, definitely seems way
I could be wrong on all of that, by the way.
Oh, of course. We don't fact check. The NFTs, the way you explain it, contrary to Bitcoin, for example, definitely seems way shadier. But I forget, I mean, again, this is something I saw on Instagram, but I forget who this guy is, but he's this like famous billionaire who just like fucking just runs shit. And there's this famous video of him saying, as soon as you see who's behind Bitcoin, you're going to fucking run.
I doubt he knows because no one knows who's behind Bitcoin.
I think really high up, like, you know, people with money. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Either that or he just made it up. Do a lot of these people who have that kind of money are very weird people.
Yeah. Oh, no,
normal
for sure.
Normal people don't get that kind of money.
Yeah.
But
he goes on rant. He's like, yeah, I fuck hot women. Who cares? Because I can.
Like people like John McAfee. You know, yeah. Those are the kind of people who become billionaires.
Oh,
people
dude.
Who pay hookers to shit on their chest.
Oh, God. Just, you got to love it. Good old family fun.
Exactly.
Whatever happened to that guy? Just fighting pink eye?
I think he's like wanted by most countries.
Really?
And I think like a lot of people are trying to murder him.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
For just
he has like tons of weapons. Wait, he's a nut job.
Wait, is it for just getting shit on?
No, I don't think that's the reason people are trying to kill him.
Got it. I thought maybe because, like, you know, he's like mistreating women or something.
No. I think he's into some weird stuff, like legally.
Like
not kids. I think only women of age shit on his chest.
Woo! Okay.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah. Here's what I will say for NFTs though is, you know what else is completely useless and worth tons of money? Diamonds. Other than high-level science things, where you use like diamonds to cut and reflect light, diamonds are worthless.
Yeah, but
and their worth is actually controlled by the company that sells them.
Yeah, but so is cereal, technically.
No, but cereal nourishes you.
Yes, but diamond, like other products.
Also, cereal is fucking $6 a box.
My point is...
$10,000 an ounce.
My point is, that's just supply and demand, and that's just a product. Like, you know, you can say anything
that's
worthless.
That's the same thing with NFTs.
But at least a diamond is tangible. It also, it's like just like gold or silver or anything like that. It's a tangible, you know, object that is desirable. An NFT is definitely non-tangible.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the thing is like diamonds are only tangible because diamonds are only
you can wear them, you can
hold
them,
people want them.
They're hard to find.
You know?
It's also
like
supply and demand.
They're really no different than the fucking tulips in Belgium. People wanted tulips, so they were worth a lot.
Yes, but
it seems stupid now.
The demand has never lowered, and the supply is lowering.
Yeah,
because they're harder to find. I mean, tulips, it's way easier to sustain, maintain, plant. They're not as desirable.
Of course, it's very silly.
They die also in a week after you put them into a fucking jar.
But like I said, I mean, you know, someone who's, let's say, you know, a proponent of NFTs
mm-hmm.
can very easily say that nothing is worth anything except what you value it at. And that's the same thing with an NFT.
But an NFT, like, but it's not actually like
other than like resources that we use to survive, nothing really has intrinsic value.
Yeah, this is so above my pay grade. I have no idea. I just know that I don't understand it, and I'm not buying it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not buying into it.
I'm not smart enough to get in or to condemn it.
Yeah.
Because I could be wrong, because I am not intelligent.
I'm also not into Bitcoin either. I don't trust it. I just don't think it's going to be... Isn't it plummeting too?
Oh, yeah. It crashed hard.
How much money do you have in it?
I mean, so it's back down to basically where I bought it at.
Okay.
So I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I've also like pulled out quite a bit of profit from it before it.
And you pulled
crashed.
Out.
Yeah.
They call him Patty Pull Out?
That's right, baby.
Wow.
Prophet's Pat.
I thought they called you Patty Leave It In.
Back, you know, back in college they did.
the old fucking spray and pray?
Yeah, they called him On The Pill Pat.
I like that. On The Pill Pat. Also, Bello just farted.
Dude, he is a fucking stink machine.
He's a fucking stink machine. Bello is this adorable French bulldog that it belongs to my girlfriend that I...
Bello is the smelliest creature in the world that just took a bath.
Yeah. But again, he doesn't smell, just his asshole.
Doesn't smell great.
No, he smells good. Smell him. He's had a bath. Smell him. Yeah. He smells good. He's just farting.
I would not go that
far. I mean, I smell good after a shower, but if I fart, it's going to smell.
Your body doesn't smell when you fart.
But his body's not smelling. He just farted.
I literally just sniffed his body.
Dude, he's on the table right now.
Yeah. He's a fucking mess. All right. What'd you say? He's a fucking mess.
He's a fucking
just
mess.
Just farting, stinking, shedding. I gook.
He's cute, though.
Oh, he's adorable. I love him.
Oh, can I tell you a little bit something about this? Okay, so I've been dating Zoe for almost 4 years now, right? So at this, she's going to kill me for saying this. I won't go into detail, but basically, so for the last like year, like Inception, I've been planting a seed in her head.
Okay. What seed is that? I think I could guess.
Guess.
Anal.
No. Oh. Threesome.
Threesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Here's how it started, about a year ago. And I'm not the kind of guy that's going to come straight out, let's have a threesome. It never works. Okay, unless you're dating a pig. About a year ago, driving my car. And I go, I'm just driving. And then to myself, I go, huh, oh yeah. And then she leans over, she goes, what? I go, nothing. Just fine. I say, you know what? I had this dream last night that, fucking weird. I had this dream last night that you and I had a threesome. She goes, what? I go, yeah, it's so fucking weird. That is weird. With who? I go, I don't know. It was just like really pretty girl and me and her and we're just going down on you. She's like, oh my God. I go, yeah, I know. It's so fucked up. Sorry I brought it up. And then every like 6 months, I just have the same dream. I say something a little different, you know. Then I go into the I go, God, funny thing. Remember a couple weeks ago, I had that dream about fucking threesome at work the other day. Someone asked me, would Zoe ever do a threesome? I didn't even know what to tell him. What would I tell him?
What would I tell him, he says. What would I tell him, he says.
And she goes, I don't know. I guess I don't think so. I go, yeah, I said she probably wouldn't be into it. I go, you know, just so you know, and then I pull up a big move, you know, if we did ever, I mean, you know, hypothetically speaking, if we did ever have one, you know, I wouldn't even want to fuck her. And that was like my big, like, you know, used car salesman, like, no credit, no problem. Come down to Kia of Glendale, yeah. You know, this 4th of July. And
that can go one of two ways right there.
Yeah. And she goes, really? I go, no. I go, listen, I don't know. If you ever wanted to, and we could do it now. I mean, we could just create a Bumble real quick. Just me and you, a couple of pictures, me and you, Cabo, tan, you know, I'm on keto, looking good. Picture the French bulldog. I mean, we'd be beating pussy away if you ever wanted to. And she's like, no, I'm good. Flash forward. This week, she goes, I had a crazy dream last night.
Oh, wow.
I go, do tell. She goes, I had a dream. We had a threesome. And I go, with who? Oh. She goes, I have no idea. And then I go, so if we did have a threesome, like, you know, who would it be? Like, what kind of girl would you want it to be? She goes, probably, maybe an Asian chick.
Really?
And I go, interesting. I go, Asian chicks. So now whenever we pass an Asian girl, I go, should we ask her?
Do you feel you've overplayed your hand now?
No.
And now if Zoe listens to this, do you feel like you've just blown your shot? That's the real question.
I'm so confident she won't listen to this. And Marissa, don't you fucking tell her.
Yeah. I mean,
it was a funny story.
I can tell you Marissa's going to listen to this, and she's also going to tell Zoe by accident.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh my God, she has no filter. Love her to death. She's great. Cannot hide anything from anybody.
Remember when we were talking about how sometimes people we know can be racist, and we were telling stories of how they can be racist, mm-hmm. and we were saying slurs that other people have said in stories. But when we say the slur, it's like, no. And she's like, no. Whoa. Our windows are open. Lower your voice.
She once told her aunt that I've done cocaine.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Great question.
Why
that,
would
that's
you,
what I said.
Hey, you know that guy that I might be moving in with soon? He does blow. Well, did blow. Well, I think would still be open to doing it.
I was there when she told her.
Oh, my God.
I'm sitting next to her.
How'd that come up?
They were talking about, you know, some...
Pat, do you like Soap or Sod? Yeah, he also loves Coke.
Yeah, I'm like, and I'm still like, what the fuck did you just say? And I have to pretend, I also have to pretend it doesn't upset me that she said it.
Exactly.
I have to pretend that it's all fine.
Of course. Meanwhile, you're just clenching your...
What the fuck are you doing?
What would the aunt say?
She seemed to take it in stride.
And then told the rest of the family behind your back?
Yeah, probably. Not a big deal, though. I mean...
Well, how did she say it? Like, how did it come up? Like, tell me...
They were talking about, like, some party, and then I guess the aunt was under the impression that Marissa's cousin had done cocaine. Mm-hmm. To which Marissa was like, no, he's never done that. Like, Pat's done it a few times. I'm like,
oh, my God. Hey, Marissa, why would you say that?
Stop after the first comment.
Why would you
say
that?
She doesn't need that context.
No.
And, like, listen, is it anything I'm, like, deeply ashamed of? No, I don't
care.
But
they don't need to know that.
Yeah, but, yeah, people over the age of 30 don't need to know that I've done that.
No. Not even dating for a year yet. And listen, you count the relation.
We were maybe dating for 4 months at this point.
Wow. Yeah. You just don't do that.
I mean, she's a lovely girl.
Oh, of course. The best.
She's the best. But just no filter.
No filter.
She has no boundaries.
No boundaries.
Tremendous girlfriend.
She treats you too well.
She does. She's great.
Too well than you deserve. I mean, you can't even give her one of your fucking keto bars. Yet she's just buying you shit all the time, surprising
I've
you.
I've told her she can.
Taping your stuff. Oh, she can have one?
Yeah.
Pat buys this box of keto bars with not even his own money. He got a $35 gift card to fucking Amazon.
No, that money was from my own money. It's from, like, change that I save up. And I bring to the Coinstar machine, and I get Amazon
okay.
gift cards.
It's
still my money.
Even still, he buys a box of these keto bars. His girlfriend just started this diet. She's keto. She wants some fun things to eat. Pat goes, I just ordered a box of those keto bars. And she goes, oh, babe, thanks. They're not for you. They're for me. For work. Hands off, whore. He said all of those things.
Here's a classic Vinny right there. You just love to take things that I say and then add in, by far the worst part, that is something I didn't say.
What did you not say?
Hands off, whore.
I'm pretty sure you said that.
No,
wait, I'm sorry. Did he say hands off whore?
No.
I'm pretty sure I was close to that. No. That's what I heard anyway. I don't know.
I mean, here's the thing is I know that's what you heard because that is how you view me.
Oh, of course.
Like in your mind, you added that in the moment and said, this is what he said.
It's just how you talk sometimes, I hear extra things based off the tone. You know what I mean? They're not there,
but
they're there.
You even invent my tone half the time.
It's pretty
even
close.
Like when we were in Arizona, even Freeman was like, that's a terrible impression. I've been waiting for someone to say this for years. He was like, that's a horrible impression of
Pat. I'm not doing it to be spot on. Okay, I'm not auditioning for fucking SNL. That's just how I hear you.
And I get that.
You know? And actually AJ likes it. AJ's like, yeah.
I know he does.
Yeah, see? So I'm 50-50 here. And I wouldn't say Freeman disliked it.
I didn't say he disliked it. He was like, bad.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be good. It's just how I hear you, you know?
Sure it is. I'm sure it is. Yeah. But, you know, those keto bars were expensive, is the moral of the story. They were overpriced.
Listen, treat your girlfriend, give her a keto bar.
I do.
All right?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Give her a keto bar, Pat.
I do.
Hey, Pat.
Listen, hey, Pat. She's earned one.
Hey, Pat.
Marissa, take a keto bar.
Take a keto. Hey, take two.
Hey. No one's... One at a time. Let's not get crazy here.
All right, so we got a show coming up.
Yes, we do.
We have a show coming up. It is May 29th, I believe. It's a Saturday at the Comedy Cafe. We will be posting on our social media. Big headliner, Adam Ray.
Adam Ray, the very funny.
The very funny Adam Ray.
Who we have been on a show with before, I believe.
We have, at the Ice House.
My first show.
Your first show.
Did I follow Adam Ray, I believe?
I did. You went on before.
Okay.
You went on before. I was supposed to go on after you. He bumped me. And I'm like, fuck.
He can do that.
Yeah. John Campanelli was hosting. Nice guy.
Yeah. He is a really nice guy.
Yeah, very nice guy. So if you're available, 9 o'clock, Saturday. May 24th. 29th. May 29th.
Comedy Cafe.
Just check our Instagram. Hollywood. Check our Instagram. Parking in the 99 cent store. It's a lovely walk up.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's actually a big deal.
It's a lovely walk. Free parking. 99 cent store. There's also a little tent with Mexican people serving food.
I was going to say, let's specify that they are making food.
Of course.
Not homeless Mexicans.
No.
Because that's a distinction that must be made in the Hollywood area.
Homed and con comida.
Sí.
Sí.
Claro.
Todo.
Órale.
Yeah. Gracias. All right, arriba!
What the fuck's going on here?
You just hit it once.
I did.
You hit it twice the first time.
Yeah, I get it the first time, but now I've been hitting it once.
Well, are we recording?
Yes, it's still going. Stop it.
What? Because you're hitting record, you dumb fuck.